Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present The Friedkin Connection by William Friedkin, read by the author.
At the front of my book are these quotes from Karl Orff, from his oratorio Carmina Burana. O fortune, like the moon, you are changeable, ever waxing and waning. Fate, monstrous and empty, you whirling wheel, you are malevolent. Well-being is in vain and always fades to nothing. And then there's this quote from Elia Kazan from his book Kazan on Directing. Arrogance, however disguised, is the essence of every artist. What could be more arrogant than saying, pay attention to what I've done. It's of great worth and importance. The energy to paint, compose, sculpt, be an architect, comes from a belief that is without qualification, at least during the hour of creation. When someone calls you arrogant, don't deny it. Smile and gently say, yes, I suppose I am. And then this quote from me, camera logic. The instinctive choice a director makes on where to place the camera to best tell the story. The camera's not jiggling or wandering around or being seduced by something else in the frame. It's exactly where it should be. Hitchcock, John Ford, Sidney Lumet, and others achieve this. Would that camera logic applied to life. Everything would be framed just right. Not only what's in the frame, but who. And then the final quote is from Samuel Beckett. No matter. Try again. Fail again. Fail better. This is a spoiler alert. There's nothing salacious in this book unless you count the descriptions of certain scenes in some of my films. I've left out most of the intimate details of my private life, lest the book be slapped with an NC-17 rating. The conversations all come from my recollection of them, though they're not written to represent word-for-word transcripts, nor can they claim to be objective truths. Rather, I've retold them in a way that evokes the feeling and meaning of what was said. In all instances, the essence of the dialogue is accurate. And I wrote that in Los Angeles in 2013. This is the book's prologue. It's called Fireflies. An oversized manila envelope lay on my desk when I arrived at the production office of Cruising, the film I was directing in New York. I opened the envelope and pulled out acrylic and spray-painted works on paper, collages of faces and bodies with scrawled words and splashes of color in the style of graffiti. I found them amusing, but not to my taste. A handwritten note accompanied them, telling me how much the young artist Jean-Michel Basquiat admired my films and how pleased he would be if I would accept these early works of his as a gift. I threw them in the wastebasket and never acknowledged his note. A few years ago, a Basquiat painting from that period sold at auction for $14 million. At about the same time, a demo recording was sent to me that contained rhythmic soul disco tracks behind a high falsetto voice. The music was original, but not something I appreciated. There was a handwritten note from the young recording artist, whose name was Prince, wondering if I'd consider doing a, quote, music video, unquote, of one of his songs for the fledgling network called MTV. I didn't respond. I passed up an ownership stake in Mike Tyson when he was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?